Wanted to talk about a couple of things this morning. We spend a lot of time on this show talking about education. And education in lower school, middle school, high school, leading into college, advanced degrees, the financing of same. We've talked about student loans. We've talked about the inability of these processing agencies to keep students on top of where they are, how big of a hole are they in at the present time. Maybe they can be paying off some of the interest. That's not what they really want. They like to have that interest just keep compounding, you know, on these loans and so forth. You can't dispense of them in bankruptcies and things of that nature. But there's a whole different component and dynamic to what's going on. And it has to do with international students. And a lot of folks, someone was asking me the other day, why is the administration so attuned to these student visas and international students? Well, there's been a couple of articles that have been done on the breadth and depth of what's actually happening with foreign student visas and the way that how they're charged, how much tuition they pay, and in a lot of cases, they're paying cold, hard cash to visit here. Some are sponsored by their country and otherwise. And there's also a belief, especially with Chinese students, that there's this possibility that they may be here on behalf of the government as the eyes and ears of the government. And it, depending on where they're working and what research they're doing as to whether or not, and there have been students caught with stealing this research and bringing it back to China. I suspect that that's not that many. But there seems to be a bigger problem. And that is, who is actually making up the lion's share of graduate students now in the highest performing universities that we have in our country? There was an article that was written that talked about the, you know, the character of these American institutions is really changing. And they believe it's directly related to the breadth and depth of the numbers of international students that are being brought into this country. Over 1.1 million student visas every year. In fact, the 2023-2024 academic year, the U.S. hosted 1.1 million international students, a 7% increase from the prior year. Nearly half of that 1.1 million were graduate students, 500,000 plus. International grad school enrollments grew by 10.2% from 2021 to 2022, and American enrollments dropped 4.7%. And in some fields, it's even worse in some disciplines. So take STEM, for example. In the STEM-related fields, international student enrollment grew by 100% since the pandemic. At Harvard's John F. Kennedy School of Government, the percentage of international students rose from 56% in 2023 to 59% in 2024. So in that program, they are actually the majority. At Carnegie Mellon, Cornell, Johns Hopkins, Columbia, and others, international students make up 48% or more of the graduate student body. At MIT, it's 42%. And what they found in their analysis of looking at this data over a period of time is that once the international student population surpasses about a 13% level, they found this weird happening that campus protests doubled on these respective campuses as opposed to their peers that stayed below that 13% level. it's really causing some significant consternation as to whether the culture of advanced education in this country is eroding in a way that we're not serving the best interest of Americans. And I can't disagree. We don't need disruptive campuses. We need campuses to be stable, to be solid, to be sacrosanct. Why we would want to have to listen to an international student about our politics, about what we do with foreign policy or otherwise, they're an invited guest. I don't remember the invitation going out that we wanted to hear what they had to say. And I feel really strongly about this. Because a lot of your tax dollars are going to these universities for the purposes of research that we're utilizing these students who now in many of these universities are the majority in advanced education. They get all the benefit. 3 in 10 international students apply for a green card and 70% go back home. I'm not so sure that that's a great ROI for us, a return on our investment. If we have to be burdened with all this other shenanigans that are going on, that are wreaking havoc on our campuses across this country. But bigger than that is, what happens to the students that are trying, American students, that are trying to get in these master programs of these high-performing universities? Well, don't be surprised. The opportunities for minorities, for example, become extremely limited. At Harvard's Kennedy School, a 50% drop in Black or African American enrollment in 2023 compared to 2021. At the same time, international enrollment went up. And in addition, multiple scholarship opportunities at publicly funded colleges are open only to illegal immigrant students, excluding those to applicants who are American born. Would you like me to say that again? I had to read it 3 times. We have lost our mind. In fact, a group of organizations that are serving as plaintiffs in lawsuits who have not yet lost a lawsuit attacking these types of arrangements have all been ruled unconstitutional. But this is what's been going on. And this is why the International Student Visa Program needs to be rehabilitated, needs to serve the best interests of this country, not anyone else. And we need to make sure that we are serving our own. And again, I don't apologize about saying America first. If our taxpayer dollars are going to be funding and financing research, student loans, and everything else for these high-performing universities in this country, the majority of the enrollees in advanced educational opportunities on those campuses ought to be reserved for Americans. And I can't believe they're not. But this is the path that we're going down. And now we're beginning, as we peel back the layers of the onion, we're beginning to understand why we're seeing this level of deflection, denial, evasion, counterattacks, disruption on our college campuses. Because in many respects, these international students come from places that don't like America. They don't like us. They don't like our way of life. They don't like our thought process. They are not in favor of a constitutional republic or a democracy. they would much rather advance communism, socialism, or otherwise. Why would we bring these people to this country to educate them? Why would we not focus on our allies? And work out an arrangement there as opposed to helping our enemy. It doesn't make any sense, especially when we're punishing our own. We're punishing our own. We talk about how few people are willing to go into STEM, and maybe, just maybe, in large measure, it could be, it's really hard to get into these STEM programs. Because there was obviously 100% increase in there for international students, and over 50% of the enrollees are not Americans. They're not U.S. born. And only 3 in 10 stay in the country. And all the rest go back to their origin country. I can't imagine for the life of me the plus-plus, the win-win of that arrangement, other than financially for the university. And meanwhile, they take your tax dollars. We'll be right back, folks. Stay with us.